Welcome to this week's edition of Tiger Talk. My name is Will Kohlmeyer. I'm the Vice President of Marketing and Community Relations at one of the nation's elite community colleges, Northeast. We've got a terrific show for you this week, and we're going to lead off with the director of our campus country. He's also an instructor of commercial music here at Northeast. He's a regular participant here on Tiger Talk, Chris Dunn. Chris, as always, great to have you.
Thanks for having me. It's a pleasure to be back.
Well, always a pleasure to have you. And October 3rd, it's coming up this Thursday. It'll be the first show of the year, The House That Built Me, at 7 o'clock. I know you already had picked that title out, but just recently it was actually named the Song of the Decade by ACM.
Yeah, that's right, Will. It was kind of funny that happened. We started working on the song The House That Built Me by Miranda Lambert back at the beginning of September. It's always been one of my favorite songs by her. It's got a really great lyric, really nice instrumental parts. And it just so happened it was like 2 or 3 days after we started rehearsing it that it won that award from the Academy of Country Music. So worked out nicely for us. And that was one thing that led me to choose it for the title song of the show. But I just really loved how well that song has come together. Stacia is doing a great job on it vocally. So it's just really been a special song so far, and it's rare that I pick a ballad for our title track, but it's just so good that I just couldn't pick anything else.
No doubt about that. You got 23 songs. What can we expect this Thursday night?
I think this one actually is probably skewing a little more country than some of our set lists did back in the spring. We tend to kind of branch out as the year goes on. So when the audience members pick up their program, I think they'll find a lot of modern country that they're pretty familiar with. There's a few songs by Adele on the list. There's a song by James Bay. But for the most part, there's a lot of modern country. We've got some songs by Reba McEntire. We've got some songs by Joe Diffie, Little Big Town, Darius Rucker, Lauren Elena, Garth Brooks. So if you're familiar with country from the 90s and now, you'll probably be very familiar with the music we're playing.
No doubt. You know, I'm looking at your roster this year, Campus Country. Looks like you have a few more than you had a year ago.
Yeah, it's the biggest group personally that I've had. When I started directing in 2012, I believe I took over a group that had 17 members. We've kind of gotten a little smaller since then. We've had as few as 12, normally around 15. But we just had such a great turnout this spring that there were just a lot of talented singers, a lot of really talented instrumentalists, and I just felt like the talent level was too high to just turn these young folks away. So I took a few more than I normally would. So we have 8 returning members from last year's group, and we actually have 12 new members for a total of 20.
Part of that 20, a brother-sister tandem. That's quite unusual.
Yeah, I've actually been meaning to talk to Shirley Taylor and Jerry Raines, the old directors, about this. But I don't know if there's ever been a brother and sister in the group at the same time. You would think, well, they must need to be twins, right? They're actually not. They were born right around a year apart. So, yeah, that's Easton Isbell, Anna Claire Isbell. As you would guess, their mom is like one of our biggest supporters right now. So I'm sure she'll be making a lot of noise at our show this week.
Yeah, no doubt about that. I saw as we kicked off our homecoming, the lunch on the lawn, I noticed you had 2 drummers this year.
Yeah, we haven't had that for a while. So that's been kind of a special thing. We basically, the way we've been working in rehearsal on our show so far is one of those players will be on drum set, then the other one will trade off and be responsible for percussion. So they've got tambourines and shakers. We've even got an electronic percussion pad. So it's really a full sound. It's a much more full sound than we had last year, for sure.
Contributing to that full sound, how about a steel guitarist?
Yeah, we've got a kid from Clinton, Mississippi. His name's Jacob Dillard. He plays steel guitar, he plays mandolin, he plays dobro. So that's really opened up our sound a lot. As far as I know, I don't think Campus Country's had a steel guitar player probably since the late 90s. And he's actually playing a steel guitar that's probably been in the closet since the late 90s. We dragged that out for him, and he's been loving that. So that's between the extra percussion, the steel guitar, it's really added a whole other dimension to the sound this year, where to me this group sounds just drastically different than any of the groups the last couple years.
Later in the show, we'll hear from Brian Mitchell, the director of our show band from Tigerland. And you guys are already buddies. You have another connection because you've got four of your Campus Country members are actually part of the show band from Tigerland.
Yeah, he's really nice about it because I keep stealing his people, I think. But there's four current members in both groups. Jacob Dillard, the one we just mentioned, is one of those. He's doing both. My keyboard players, Madison Baisden and Jalista Pams, are in both Campus Country and marching band. And then Katie Grice, one of my singers, is a Tiger dancer. And actually, beyond that, one of my drum set players I stole from him a couple years ago. He was on the snare line. And one of my electric guitar players was actually snare captain, and I stole him too. So actually, six are either currently or were in the show band from Tigerland.
That's pretty cool. So Tiger Talk's almost even talked in a little bit of a confession, it sounds like, from you, Chris.
Brian might can follow up here in a bit, and he can give you his side of the story. Yes. And see if he's bitter about it or not.
He's a team player all the way, and you are as well, Chris. And what I like about you guys, you not only entertain all of us here on campus, but you get out in the community.
Yeah, we really do. Brian and I were actually on a performance. I wasn't playing, but the group was this past weekend. We did a gig with the Corinth Symphony Orchestra. It was called Roll Over Beethoven. They opened with Beethoven's Fifth. Then we played Roll Over Beethoven by the Beatles, and then from there on it was a lot of Beatles collaborations. So Brian regularly plays in that group, so we got to sort of share the auditorium at once, which we haven't done too many times before. But that was a really fun experience. The kids getting to play with a string and a brass section is really super unique, so they all really enjoyed that experience.
I don't think there's any question about that. Once again, The House That Built Me, this Thursday, October 3rd at 7 p.m. What's the best way to get some tickets?
The best way to get tickets is when you get there. One small change, I'm glad you asked this, is the admission cost is finally a little bit different. Admission this year for the general public is $7 per person. And as always, it's still free for employees and students at Northeast.
Chris, all the best this Thursday night. Keep up the great work, partner.
Thank you very much, Will.
It's time now to look at the events happening on campus starting tonight. October 1st, the Northeast Chapter of Campus Ministry International will hold its Tuesday night devotional dinner and devotion on the third floor of Waller Hall at 5:30. Join them for free dinner, games, and a quick Bible study. And as we will mention later in the show, with the renovations to the Claude Wright Room, the Student Government Association / Student Activities will hold a scary movie night in the Claude Wright Room starting at 8 o'clock tonight. And this has become a big deal for our students as the Executive Director of the Mississippi Rural Physicians Scholarship Program, Dr. Wani Sherman, will be on campus to talk about the program and also the Mississippi Rural Dentist Scholarship Program as well. We have had many students choose to apply to the program, and Northeast is one of the top schools in the entire state to have their students accepted into the program. Three students were accepted this past summer, two to the Rural Physicians Program, and one to the Rural Dentist Program. Thursday is a big day at Northeast as the college breaks ground on its Northeast at Ripley campus on Highway 15, just north of downtown Ripley, at 10 a.m. This addition to the college will now allow Northeast to have a campus in each of its five county service area. And if that was not enough, we heard earlier from Chris Dunn, the first showtime of the year is that night, entitled The House That Built Me. The weekend heats up with the Northeast golf team making its shortest trek of the year to River Birch in Amory for their second MACJC Tour stop of the year on Friday and Saturday. Speaking of Saturday, it's a trifecta of extracurricular activities along with golf at River Birch. The Northeast football team, coming off that huge win last week against rival ICC, will travel to Moorhead to take on Mississippi Delta, a 2:30 kickoff, with hopes of moving to 4-2 on the season, but more importantly, 3-1 in North Division play. While the football team is away from Tiger Stadium, the 37th annual Northeast Regional Marching Band Championships will take place at the stadium, as Brian Mitchell will tell us about in our next interview on this show. Northeast softball is the final event to go this week when Jody Long and crew head to Florence, Alabama to take on Alabama A&M and then the University of North Alabama on Sunday, October 6th. Next week is midterm week for full-term seated courses, so that means that the events will slow down for students to concentrate on their studies, but just a few happenings to put on your calendar. Dedication ceremony for Gail T. Davis Hall. That's the old Ryder Building on 2nd Street just north of Boonville. Will happen next Tuesday following the Board of Trustees meeting. We expect to start that one at 2:30. Baseball will continue its fall schedule by traveling to Delta State University for an 11 a.m. first pitch next Tuesday. And as Kerry Cobb explained on episode 82 of this Tiger Talk podcast, that was just a couple weeks ago, the annual Higher Education Achieves Demonstrative Skills, that's our Heads Festival, will happen next Thursday for students in 9th through 12th grades. We'll take the closer look at that huge Career and Tech Festival next week on this very same show. You and your friends are listening to Tiger Talk. Our next guest is Brian Mitchell. He's the director of bands here at Northeast, also a percussion instructor. As always, a pleasure having you on Tiger Talk, Brian.
Now, thanks for having me again, Will.
God,
it's always fun.
It is fun. And talking about fun, it's been a lot of fun for the show band from Tigerland. Of course, a couple weeks ago, we had the homecoming. That was just a huge time. And then last week, nothing like the Battle of the Bands. We had a great blackout, great crowd on hand for the rivalry game against ICC.
Yeah, that's always fun. I got to give it to the Tiger Band. These folks have been working their tails off, especially with all this heat and everything that's going on. I think we had maybe 2 days where the heat just wasn't killing us. But the other days, it was hot. You know, getting ready for homecoming, it was hot, and they have just been some troopers. They have been working really hard. Very, very proud of them.
Well, there's no question about that. And, you know, everybody, we talk about our student-athletes that are out there practicing, like the football team, with this kind of heat. But you guys are out there. You're busting it, practicing. I mean, what it takes a special person. I mean, obviously you love music, but you also have to deal with a lot mentally as well, right?
That's right. It's just a lot that's put on them. And every week, you know, they step up to the challenge. So just really proud of them.
Oh, and that Tiger rag, there is nothing sweeter. That's I close my eyes. I think I'm at Clemson or LSU. I'm at a major D1. You guys sound that good.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
it's you. Always always a pleasure having the show band from Tigerland taking charge. Now, speaking of good sounds, how about this Saturday? We got the annual Northeast Regional Marching Championships coming to Boonville, and that's going to be a big time as always.
Oh, always. That is almost the peak of the semester right there for us. That's when we get to perform in front of all these different high school students that are coming in, potential students, all their band directors and the parents. So we really look forward to our exhibition on that day.
Good amount of high schools. I think 20 different schools will be coming this week, counting the Northeast band. It'll be 21 that will be performing.
That's right. We try to pack it all in on that day, but I think we're going to start around noon, and hopefully around 8:30 or so, we'll be wrapping everything up. So it's going to be a jam-packed day, but it's going to be a great day, though.
It will be a great day, and you mentioned, you kind of touched on it a little bit earlier, what a great recruiting piece this is for you, of course, with Jason Bechtol, your staff, because those students can get a chance to see what Northeast, that show band from Tigerland, is all about. They get a chance to check out our campus as well. It's a chance for the black and gold to shine.
That's right. We use our Tiger Band students as the runners and everything for the band. So the students get to see not only what we have here on campus, facility-wise and all that good stuff, but they also get to meet our students, interact with them, the band directors get to, and then they don't even really interact with the staff until they get over to the field. So we're using, you know, every resource that we have on that day, and it always works out well. We always get band students that are just impressed from that exhibition that come to Northeast to be in the Tiger Band.
I know we'll have some folks listening right now to Tiger Talk wondering how they can get a ticket. What's the best way for them? You said it starts at noon. Talk a little bit about those details.
So it'll start at noon. I think we're going to open the doors around 11.
Okay.
So it'll be the normal admission prices at the gate, which I think now is $7.
Okay.
And, of course, small children get in for free. But if you have a state pass or anything like that, you know, we accept all of those. But but that'll be it. We'll have the tickets and everything, concessions. There'll be some band gear set up. You know, if you want to get T-shirts and all that good stuff, we'll have recruiting booths set up. I think our guard line's even doing a bake sale. So there's going to be a lot going on. We have the shout outs. If you want to shout out to, you know, somebody with one of the competing bands, it's just going to be a good day.
Oh, that's always a lot of fun. And I talk about, but push the fun off to the side, there's some high stakes. There's a big-time trophy on the line, right?
That's right. That that night portion, it's a six-foot trophy that everybody's trying to go for, and that's always very interesting, the results of that night. And so everybody's kind of gunning for that main trophy, and we're just going to see what happens.
That'll be this Saturday, October 5th, here at Tiger Stadium on the campus of Northeast Mississippi Community College. Before I let you go, I know football, you stay busy with that, but it won't be long before you have the Christmas parades, and, of course, you'll be for home basketball games. It doesn't really slow down, does it? The ticker's always running.
That's right. I tell the band folks, when we meet in August, it's like we don't get done until that last Christmas parade in December. And then we come back in January getting ready for all the basketball games, which we love, the pep band games. Mm-hmm. We'll have our Tiger Band showcase that we'll have in April. So we still have a lot that's going on. So we stay at it.
You stay at it, and you continue to shine. Brian Mitchell, keep up the great work. Say hi to everybody, and we'll look forward to seeing this week's band festival.
All right, thank you very much.
Before we wrap up this week's show, it's going to be an amazing week at Northeast, and it kicks off with upgrades going on around campus. If you have not visited Tiger Stadium, you really should, and see the upgrades to the lights, the new visitor's side press box, and everything that makes a Tiger football player special. And while you're down at the football field, peer across Bill Ward Drive to see the changes that have happened at our state-of-the-art Field of Dreams complex. The baseball field is looking really good. And just last week, the turf was laid on the softball field, and it won't be long until both those programs take the field for the first home games of the 2020 season. Not to be outdone, the Claude Wright Room of the Haney Union has seen some major updates since we last left it. Technicians with Academic Technology Incorporated have been on campus this week installing new video hookup and larger screens in one of the most used meeting spaces on campus. And as Student Activities just announced, those new screens will get a workout on every Tuesday night this month as they host Scary Movie Night in the Claude Wright Room starting at 8 p.m. on October 1st, 8th, 15th, and 22nd. And go ahead and mark your calendars for Tuesday, October 29th, students, as the annual Halloween dance makes its return to campus. It's that time of the semester, and with midterm week approaching next week, it's time to start thinking about your grades. So if you're in need of a tutor to help you in classes, visit the Student Success Center in Wright Hall. And if you think you have what it takes to be a tutor in a certain subject, also pay a visit to the Success Center and help your fellow classmates. And with that, we put a bow on this week's show. Special thanks to Michael H. Miller for everything that he does to get us on the air each week. So for Brian Mitchell and Chris Dunn, I'm Will Kohlmeyer saying thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you next week right here on Tiger Talk.